When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, welcome back to another episode of Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. And it's my turn to do the intro, unfortunately, because I literally don't know how to describe this episode, what we've just recorded.
Other than the best thing you'll ever hear.
The best thing you'll ever hear will change your life.
Groundbreaking, revolutionary.
Completely unique.
One of a kind, never been done before.
Yeah, never been done before is the one that really hits home, the reference. We also are taking a break after this episode.
Not because this episode was too hard for us, nothing like that. This was scheduled.
We've told you before, but you may have missed it. We're doing 10 episodes a week off, 10 episodes a week off to give you a chance to catch up, to give us a chance to regain our energy.
Well, just to give this episode a chance to breathe, let it resound.
Let it all sink in. We're talking about nice guys. We're talking about when a guy calls himself a nice guy, should you believe them? Spoiler alert, no, run for the hills.
Friend zoning, rape culture, consent, all of these topics that we just apparently can't stop talking about, but apparently it needs to be said. It doesn't go without saying that when we say no, we mean no. So anyway,
here we go.
Fucking hell, I actually don't want to do this.
I know.
I feel like I'm not quite alarming to listen to, but I feel like I'm being held at gunpoint. I'm not, but I feel like I am. The energy that I'm giving is really don't want to be here.
Because you're scared to do this topic, or just you'd rather go to bed?
Always would rather go to bed, but ultimately, yeah. Too much to say, so many thoughts, much anger, much sadness.
Mm-hmm.
But also, kind of, it's one big fat joke, as usual.
We're going to try and do this, because we were just reading your messages, and honestly, I thought I might cry. I thought I was like, okay, I might cry in this episode, which I really don't fucking want to do. But it's like, actually,
there's a lot to cry about.
You've all got so many stories where it's like, you're essentially being fucking abused, and the fact that that is just so normalised, it's like, oh, my friend used to like force himself on me sometimes. It's like, no, that's not casual. This is depressing. This is fucking fucked. And we're going to try and construct some kind of fun little game show around this.
Kind of, here's the worst thing ever. Create an hour of fun around it.
But I think in reality, we are going to be angry, and I hope you're angry too.
Literally.
Around the topic of rape culture and nice guys. And also, I think I was just getting quite triggered by, I mean, I've said this in some of the episodes before, but like our friends follow our page as well and things like that. But then it's like, sometimes you see people you know voting things in the polls that it's like, oh, I want to grab you by the shoulders and shake you.
Has someone done that?
I saw one of my friends, well, I saw a few people I know voting. So I did quite, on the poll, there was one that was like, if a guy described himself as a nice guy, would you believe him? And I put one as like, lol, never. And one as a bit of a joke, a bit of an ironic joke, saying, why would he lie?
Why would he lie though?
And I saw people voting, why would he lie? Like, unironically, why would he lie?
Like who? Can you tell me who? A woman. That's quite, it's quite frustrating for girls. It's kind of like, you're talking, but all I hear is, pick me, pick me.
Or just a lack of...
You're screaming and shouting, and all I hear is, pick me.
Why would he lie? Sorry, have you been paying attention? Why would he lie? Why wouldn't he lie?
So recently I've been having this thing where I'm kind of thinking like, am I taking this, is it too deep to me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I taking this, is it becoming my whole personality is that I don't want girls to get raped, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like I'm kind of like, am I taking this too deep?
Am I too invested in in this, which I can't stop?
Am I too invested in my own safety, apparently? But recent, and I don't, and I'm kind of thinking, am I jaded? Am I bitter? Am I angry? Or is the reality that kind of every woman that I know that would be honest, if I asked her, have you ever been uncomfortable in a sexual situation and gone along with it for your own safety or to keep them comfortable, they would say yes. Am I crazy? Or is that the truth? And recently I Oh God, I'm crying.
Honestly, I think
I'm
it could
not
happen.
Crying, but I lost my voice. But it is kind of that thing of like, am I berserk? Am I nuts?
Or have I gone bananas? B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Daddy's gone mad, hasn't he? But honestly, Seffy and Wing have gone mad, haven't they? It really feels like, are we seeing this right? So recently, like over the past kind of 48 hours, I think it was, when we're recording this now, a statistic came out where they are saying that 97% of women, at least in the UK, I believe, have been sexually assaulted.
I think it was sexually harassed.
Harassed. Fair enough. I would even stretch to sexually assaulted, but anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
Same. I think harassment kind of belittles it. It's like, is that not...
harassment is kind of... Sexual harassment is just how we... It's literally just one conversation with your boss. It doesn't cover it. It's like, sexual harassment is kind of the whole plot of Friends. Like, sexual harassment is the very air that we breathe.
It's every romantic story ever. It's like, you coded my... the things I desire in life are actually, when you break it down, just sexual harassment.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
So we're recently loving Jim Carrey. I feel like I'm dropping bombshell thought over here. There's no rhyme or reason to what I'm coming out with.
Can we talk about Jim Carrey?
We're quite loving Jim Carrey, yeah. I was watching, you know, good old Jim Carrey best moments or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't even. It was Jim Carrey, like, speaking about manifesting, and they had spliced in with his, like, words of wisdom. Then they would cut to, like, a scene from Bruce Almighty.
No.
And then it would be, like, word of wisdom, like, powerful, like, kind of classical music over the top, and then cut to...
him with a long beard.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's... I think... isn't that Evan?
Oh, no, I was thinking Jim Carrey has a big beard now.
Oh, absolutely. Right, okay.
Evan does grow a big beard. That's Evan Almighty.
Evan, right, okay. Big mess over here.
We're mixing films.
Right. Yeah, so it's kind of beautiful, like Hans Zimmer soundtrack, Jim Carrey talking about why you deserve everything that you desire in life. And then it cuts to a scene from an old classic, Bruce Almighty. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend. Despite this scene where he's walking down the street, and I believe the song is "I Got the Power."
Classic Jim.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, yeah.
But as he walks down the street, he has the power of God within him. If you don't know the plot, and he does all these crazy things. Like, I believe he makes his girlfriend Jennifer Aniston's boobs bigger.
Mm.
So this scene where he's walking down the street, "I Got the Power." He's walking down the street, "I Got the Power" vibes, and he makes a big gust of wind as a attractive young lady walks past. He creates a big gust of wind that lifts up her skirt, and he looks back at her, and he kind of and she's like, "Ah!" And she like screams and like runs, and she's like holding her skirt down.
And this is a funny montage.
And that's what I thought was funny when I was 6 years old.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of a bit of use like, I want Jim Carrey to make my skirt blow up, and he looks at my knickers, and I go, "Ah!"
Exactly. That's how I learned to live.
How romantic.
Yeah. That's how I learned my worth.
Yeah.
As a child.
I know that my bum is my worth.
I need to look good enough
to
have my skirt blown up and make it cool and funny. And
yeah.
You just want to be chosen. So no wonder your friend is on the story going, pick me. Why would they lie?
And it's heartbreaking because it's like we've romanticized our own oppression.
Mm-hmm.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's disgusting. Oh God, I'm done already. Get me out of here.
But
also
Jim
love
Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
It's like I'm trying to cling to Jim Carrey to get me out of this.
This is also another thought that I'm having recently of kind of like, we all have to take accountability, absolutely. However, that also coincides with we are all only symptoms of this society. Like,
yeah.
There's so much more that we can do. But also, when you've learned, sometimes... I think if it's a woman feeling bad about the ways that she's internalized her own misogyny, it's kind of don't, I would say. Like, don't. Yeah. Like, maybe you've got some apologies to give out, fine. But I think it maybe isn't helpful, or it's a little bit of a waste of time for us all to start becoming a little bit too navel-gazy about the ways that we've internalized this disgusting world. Because of course you would. What other choice do you have?
Literally.
But at the same time, do more. Be there. Show up. So much to do. Absolutely. But... you're already being tortured every day of your life.
Yeah.
Don't add more torture.
And it's kind of an active part we've got to play in unlearning all those behaviours and think, why would I like it if I was cast as the girl in the film that Jim Carrey puts his little fingers up and your skirt blows
hot
up?
Hot Girl One.
Yeah, Hot Girl One. Why would I love to be cast as that?
Oh my God, Mom, I just got the role of Hot Girl One. It's like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, fuck.
Feels good.
It's like, why would you like that? Why do you desire a werewolf and a vampire who is 100 and something years old fighting over you and a werewolf to imprint on your baby.
And the other one wants to rape your daughter.
Mm. Yeah, why do you desire that? Oh, because we were taught that violence is attractive. We were taught that bad guys are attractive. Mm. We all love Danny Zuko. We should have been going for, what's his name, Eugene.
Oh my god. To be honest, should have been going for fucking, what's her name, Frenchie?
Big time.
Marty.
To be honest, if I'm not Rizzo.
Marty's the star, let's be real.
Marty, but she was going for that weird old man.
Marty's the star.
She's going for that weird old fucking man.
He was hot. I thought they were a hot couple.
What's his name? The old man at the dance.
Oh, not him. That's not, is it Bruce Fontaine or something?
Bruce Fontaine, yeah.
Is it Bruce or am I saying Bruce because it's Bruce Almighty?
It's something Fontaine. It's something Fontaine.
What on earth?
I've got to find it out.
Oh, let me Google it. Jesus. Fontaine, Greece. Oh, it's not Bruce, but it's close. Vince.
Vince Fontaine. Nice.
Same
nice.
Energy.
Yeah, big time. Same
Vince
energy.
Fontaine.
Big American man, predator vibes.
God, he really is an old man these days. I don't even think he's alive anymore. Oh, he died.
Yeah, but he definitely did. He was about 50 in that film and he was seen as a hot guy.
No, he only died last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's dead. Dead and gone, so we don't have to worry about him raping any of us.
At a high school dance. But he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Well, it's just nice. It's just like, yeah, would love to be chosen. Everyone just wants to be chosen. That's the vibe, isn't it? Okay, right. So nice guy.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Let's talk about nice guys, because even just then, I want to pick up on the fact that I said we should have been going for Eugene. Joking that we obviously should not be going. But it's like, actually, why? He'd probably be just as fucking bad. But I've been nice, so you deserve to do this.
If not worse.
So much worse. Yeah. So much worse, because there's an entitlement of, but I'm a nice boy.
You owe me.
I'm different. I'm not like Danny Zuko, who's gonna fuck you on a beach and then pretend he doesn't know you at school.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not like that.
I'm gonna fuck you in my single bed and then pretend I don't know you at school.
Exactly. So it's like, actually, we shouldn't be going for any of these fuckers.
I'm the same as him, just less hot and more annoying.
Just way worse.
I'm literally the same as the hot bad guys, just not hot, not attractive, a bit funnier maybe, and a bit meaner.
And a bit angry.
Very angry.
Almost angry that they haven't got, that girls aren't interested. It's incel.
It's the incel
energy
vibe.
Of like, girls don't want me and I am entitled as a man to vaginas. I'm entitled to boobs. And the fact that they're not paying me any attention means that I will just go out and get them at any means possible. And I'll play the nice card, but actually I'm a rapist.
The problem with us having this conversation on a podcast is with half the things you said, I have nothing to say back. I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I'm reduced to nothing. I'm reduced to tears, honestly, which means I have nothing to say back. It's just like, yeah, what she said, like, fucking get me out of here.
It's true. Well, maybe we should go through some of the answers here, because I mean, some of the things you were saying, as I said, I mean, we just had a little wee break before we started because we already talked for like an hour before we start anyway, just to get the energies aligned. And I was just reading through and it's like, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna cry, but fuck off. Like, this shit is cryable. Like, this is unfair. Also, I think we should mention what's going on in the news.
Yeah, go on, you go.
Can you do it?
Oh, for goodness sake. Okay, well, recently, it's not an isolated incident. I'm not going to go into it too much because we kind of can't reduce this massive topic down to one tragedy.
Yeah.
Because the weight of that tragedy in itself is far more massive than even this whole topic.
It's a systemic issue. It's not personal about the people.
Yeah, exactly. And also don't want to use...
Yeah.
Well, it's just... Yeah, anyway. So recently, there's been violence against women. And very recently, there was kind of right now, basically the... pieces of women's bodies are being found, of one woman's body, are being found in the UK because women get attacked on the streets.
Constantly.
And there's a lot, it's obviously opening up, it's just a regurgitation of the discourse that we get kind of every 10 months about women should stay inside and they should learn not to get raped versus how about don't rape us.
And like, what was she wearing though? In the fucking thing, this, I thought this was so interesting, in the fucking, there was an article, I guess it was like a BBC thing they were saying, and she was wearing trainers and she was wearing leggings. It's like the fact you had to draw attention to the fact that she was wearing sensible clothing, therefore it wasn't her fault. It's like, okay, well, what if she was wearing a literal bikini? Then she deserved it. What if she was wearing a thong? Then she deserved it. No, you had to literally, just to show you the fact that she's a nice girl, this shouldn't have happened to her. It's like, no, any woman should be able to walk down the fucking street and not get attacked by a policeman.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah. Well, let's not even get into the police.
Fuck this.
I don't want to talk about it.
So now let's go into how everyone's getting attacked.
Fucking hell.
We will be like, we're going to put some Harry Potter things in here somewhere, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Energy's good. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, we're going to offset the rape culture with some jokes that we're going to make about a franchise that came from a transphobic author. Perfect. It's just all around good vibes.
I wanted to start with this one just because it was a really good DM. Oh, and I saved it at 11:11. I can see in my screenshot.
Aww.
Nice. It's a sign.
I wish for no more rape.
I wish for safety for all women. A girl can dream, honestly.
Although now it's never going to come true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, now we know the law of attraction isn't real. So they said, I had my phone stolen and was crying at the bus stop. A man came up to me.
Sorry, can we just stop? I wasn't ready emotionally.
I know.
What?
I haven't even said it yet.
Seffi, you said this was a good one to start. All right, okay,
you just
go,
know.
Go.
No, I think this sums up the themes of this topic. Because I think also, okay. I don't want people to be confused. Nice guys. There are nice guys. It's like, look, we're not discussing this. We're not discussing not all men.
We're not discussing decent people, obviously.
Well, we're also discussing the fact that it is seen as decent to, like, this is a normalised behaviour. This is allowed. Like, men behave like this and still get called nice and still get rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
So these are kind of the men you're looking at. These are the everyday people that are behaving like this.
Absolutely, yeah, but they're not decent people.
No.
We're not talking about actually nice people.
But I also don't want to make it sound like there are just some villains in society. It's like, no.
Oh, no.
The boy you're talking to, have you seen what he's like?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just like a minority.
No.
This is a huge amount of the population that are allowed to behave like this.
Go on.
I had my phone stolen and was crying at the bus stop.
Oh, see, that's the thing I don't like. Her phone's been stolen. I hate that.
Yeah,
it's
suddenly like you're alone.
Where's her fucking phone? Give me her fucking phone right fucking now. Pissing me off.
Well, I don't think he stole it.
Well, whoever fucking stole it, I want it back on her person by the end of today. Thank you.
Well, it gets a lot worse.
I can't. Go on.
When we can do this. So, I had my phone stolen, was crying at the bus stop. A man came up to me.
Sorry.
No, we're not stopping again.
At the bus stop. She's crying at the bus stop. I'm being dead fucking serious. This is awful.
We're not even at the half of it. Jesus.
Go on.
I had my phone stolen and I was crying at the bus stop and a man came up to me and was being quote unquote nice. He got the same bus as me and basically trapped me in my seat and said that I owed him a kiss because he had been so nice to me. I said no, but he forced himself on me. Trauma on trauma, and then a shrug emoji. And it's so true. Shrug emoji. Are we not fucking used to this? It's so sad.
I don't want shrugs. I want hugs. I don't want shrugs. I want hugs. You come here right now, baby. Come here. I'm wrapping my arms around you. I'll never let you go. What the hell?
Do you not relate? It's like...
Sorry, what? Well, I'll never go outside again. I'm never going outside again. They're right. Yeah, lock the fucking doors.
Yeah.
Bubble wrap me up. Put me under the bed. With my fucking Sims and my Doritos.
Delivery till I die. I will not be going to the shops.
And call it a day.
Yeah, because it's like nowhere's fucking safe. Like the bus stop. It's like, yeah, okay, that should be a harmless place. You're literally waiting for a bus. Nope. Broad daylight.
Yeah.
What was she wearing? Oh, turns out a jumper and fucking jeans. No.
Well, the problem is, as we're saying, that this man who is owed a kiss for some reason,
because he was not
harassing someone for a 20-minute bus ride, apparently that means you deserve a kiss. Okay. The problem is, I think for a long time that man has been this hypothetical figure of psychopath. This hypothetical figure of evil, or a hypothetical figure of an anomaly of man. Whereas actually, he works in Big Tesco and he served me last night. Actually, he is at the petrol station when I'm filling up my car. He's giving me the side eye, kind of funny, and I try and leave before he gets to me.
He's your friend.
He's my fucking mate at the pub.
This is the thing. I think we have this myth that it's like the people that rape you, the people that attack you, are this stranger hiding in the bushes that's going to attack you, and it's like 1% of psychopath men.
He's a weird guy and blah, blah,
no.
blah. No.
The messages we're getting, we know. There's some statistic, I don't know it. It's most likely going to be someone you know. It's most likely going to be your fucking mate. It's most likely going to be your teacher, a man in a position of power that has power over you in your life. You already know this man.
Yeah.
There are the minute cases where it's like, okay, this man jumped out of the bush and attacked you. No, realistically, it's going to be mate of a mate of a mate at a party.
It's your ex-boyfriend who you went to the police about 4 times and they didn't
anything. Believe you.
And now you're dead.
Yeah.
Because you're dead because people don't believe women. Is that what we're doing? And it's kind of, how many times have you seen people commenting on the villain, or people commenting on an abuser or a murderer or a quote-unquote psychopath, and they say, oh, I never, Dave's a great guy, I never would have saw that, never was like that to me. They're on the news saying he's always been so nice, playing with my kids, really friendly guys. Yes, because they are among us. It's not like a coincidence that just like, oh, on the off occasion,
it's an your
evil
name.
Man sneaks into society. It's all of us.
This is why it's like, yeah, it's important for women to be saying this. It's the classic thing. Every woman knows someone that's been attacked, someone that's been raped, someone that's been abused, someone's been harassed. Everyone's been harassed.
Mm.
But no men know these men. Because they are them. Their mates are them.
Yeah.
It's normal behaviour.
And they also can't. They wouldn't even know that it is them, and they wouldn't even know that it is their mates. Yeah, because the behaviour has been so normalised that they don't realise that that behaviour is a problem or a bad thing.
It's not some dirty little secret they're all like, right, let's club together and hide this from the women. No, it's not like that. It's just casual fucking behaviour. It's locker room banter, it's rape jokes, it's all of the things, it's catcalling.
It's Jim Carrey walking down the street with the power of God to lift up a person's skirt, and her running away going, screaming. She's screaming, pulling down her skirt, and I'm supposed to laugh as like a six-year-old girl. That doesn't go away.
And we don't watch that film and think, oh, Jim Carrey's character in that film was
just sexually harassed somebody,
sort of an abuser. Yeah, he sexually harassed someone. We genuinely think, God, I want to be Jennifer Aniston with the big boobs that he just created on me. Yeah, I want that.
Make me sick. Don't make me sick.
Rank.
Don't make me sick.
But we do. We watch that and we're supposed to place ourselves there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to kiss Jim Carrey under the giant moon that he kind of pulls down.
Yeah, and kind of fucks up the tide.
And have giant tits. No. No.
That's the one word for the pod, isn't it? No.
No.
You could end it there. But also, if I said no, you wouldn't believe me. That's the thing.
Yeah. Seems to mean nothing anyway. This is the thing that guts me to my core, though, because it's like, yeah, I know you listening, if you're a decent person, agree with us.
Mm,
you know you've experienced this. This has been like literally your life experience. But I just fucking know we're in such an echo chamber. And when I leave this podcast, and when I leave my circles of people that I like, and I go and engage with people, I see it. I see that people don't believe this and people don't recognize this. And it's so easy to dismiss.
And do you have the energy to, because I feel like I'm at a point now where I'm like, I don't really know if I can try to convince you.
And I don't think it's my job to.
But not even that. It's just kind of like, I don't know if I can take you laughing in my face when I'm being dead fucking serious that I'm actually going to cry.
Do it. She's gone.
I'm in shock. Why am I crying?
Because it's fucking literally gutting. She's gone.
Actually, wait. I'm going to be sick. God, really? It's just annoying. God, like properly reduced to tears. I'm like starting a fundraiser to get that girl's phone back. Let me actually find something that I saved.
But wait. I think it's
I actually think
it's important. I'm kind of glad it's been you, not me.
I bet you are.
Okay.
So I found this. I didn't found it. I didn't go looking for it. But I saw this earlier. It's a tweet from a woman. And she's put it on her Instagram, so she's reusing the, I like that, just content, she's making the most of her content. Cross-platform.
Nice.
Stunning. She says, I think it's safe to say that many women are currently experiencing the stress response and are in fight, flight, or freeze mode. I'm currently in freeze. Can't say anything about the news. Can't form a coherent sentence. I feel you, Fiona. I feel you.
Relatable.
Just processing. It's okay if you're feeling that too. And the caption of that post, so that was a tweet that she put on Instagram, and the caption of that Instagram post is, we're tired. But and I know I'm bringing up a whole different topic now, but it does really, to me, emphasise that, like, as awful as this is, it is awful, obviously, and I'm sure Fiona's great, and I completely agree with her. I think when Fiona, as a white woman, I'm not going to stop saying Fiona because it's not about her, but when a white woman says, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, this is really, really hard, we listen more than we do when all of the black women in June, May of last year, whatever, were coming out saying, I'm fucking knackered and I don't want to talk about this anymore. And like, I can't teach you. And why should I? But it's like, but I don't know.
Because it's knackering. It's absolutely knackering. And you should have, there should be no need, one, to go through it, and then also to have to explain to people why it's traumatic to go through it, and then have them say, nah, I actually don't think that it's like that. Back to your face.
Mm.
Wings gone.
What's wrong with me?
Because it's upsetting. Also, it's fucking upsetting.
I think it's also, it's like, what? So Women's Day, literally, what, 3 days ago? Big fat Women's Day, that was. So the celebration for women is we're going to chop them up and sprinkle parts of their bodies all over the UK, Am I allowed to say that? It's probably a bit too dark, but...
No, I think we fucking say it. Look, it's fucking happening.
It's disgusting. It's just, it's a horrible life.
Horrible life.
It's a horrible life, to be honest. Yeah, it's a horrible life.
It's a wonderful life. We remake it. It's a horrible life.
You know, when I was born, the song Wonderful Life by Black was playing.
I don't know that song.
It's a really, really good song. And I kind of, it kind of makes me feel like a prophet. It's kind of like, am I a gift from God? Like,
oh, I know you are. Yeah, no, you're gonna click your fingers and make women's skirts blow up.
Yeah, if you don't know that song, you should. Well, it's kind of like you're not gonna listen to it in your passing day, but it's a really good song to be born to because it's very much like, yeah, true. It's a wonderful life.
Wow,
I really love it. Anyway, yeah, so I'm crying over here apparently because I'm like really sad about women or something. I don't know. I don't know what this is, but it's true. Fiona can't form a coherent sentence, and neither can I.
Should we pause and come back?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, actually, sorry, let me just quickly say, yeah. I think what's getting me is the frustration of, like, and why I bring up Black Lives Matter and things like that, because it's really unfortunate that this is how these things are sustained, because we're fucking knackered. Like, this is how these things carry on, is because how do you change the status quo when you're just trying to live a life? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're literally trying to just feed your kids, do loads of other things, do your job, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly, yeah. It's like I'm actually really busy. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like actually in the moments between you've come back from work, you're having an argument with your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. In the moments of you getting on the bus, in those moments where you're just transitioning from one part of your life to the next part of your life to do your work, do your job, to get through this fucking wonderful life, quote unquote.
Apparently.
We actually, in those moments, it's like, oh, fuck, I've lost my phone. Oh, and now I have a man trying to kiss me.
Mm-mm.
No.
I think it's really frustrating too, because it's frustrating in itself, just in the sense of this is awful what's happening to women. And at the moment in the UK, over the past kind of 72 hours and probably for the next couple of days, there's a bit of a buzz around this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's frustrating on another level that it's just really, really, I think, so epitomises all of the Black Lives Matter stuff. But it's just really interesting, for lack of a better word, to see the difference in treatment, or the difference in how we report things, or the difference in social messaging about it. It's kind of like, look, I'm not calling Fiona out, I literally don't know who this woman is, but it's like, Fiona, did you say anything in June 2020? Were you tired then as well? I'm sure this woman's great, love her, absolutely love her. I'm sure she's absolutely amazing, but I'm sure she did say something, but that it's just kind of that thing of like, oh, now we get it. Now we know what it's like to be exhausted. Now you actually feel it.
Because you can see yourself in it, and it's a direct threat to you.
Yeah, and I think there's so many people have a real problem with empathy. Like that,
yeah,
it's
completely.
It's not a behaviour they can, it's not something they have. And I'm sure Fiona absolutely does have it, and it's really unfortunate that she's become the poster child of, like, evil to me. Not the case at all. But just kind of using that as an example of, like, now we get it. And I'm sure she always got it. But there are lots of other people who didn't get it at the time. And now they want to suddenly be so upset. I don't know what I'm going on about. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of people... This is also the whole problem with not all men and also white women kind of not believing the Black Lives Matter thing and not actually taking any stance on it. Because it's really easy to not feel engaged until they're knocking on your front door. And it's like, oh, okay, so we see what's going on there. It's like, so really, we all need to fucking band together and do something about this rather than waiting till it directly affects us. Because how on earth then can white women expect men to do anything when they did nothing for the black people that were being fucking killed?
Well, when they're further perpetuating, they would rather have the black women take the brunt of it too.
Yeah.
It's not that they don't know how to stop it. It's that they want it to still be that way.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, because it diverts it, but it doesn't divert.
It's kind of give them a common enemy, exactly, yeah.
It doesn't divert, it doesn't do anything, and why would you want that?
But it's hard, it's also, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and she was saying, she was like, oh, and I crossed, there was like a group of boys or whatever, and I crossed the street or whatever, and I was like, oh, well, probably also because they're black. And she was like, no, oh my God, no, it's just because when I was walking there, blah, 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 and I was like, look, you can deny the racial... You can say that I'm making everything about race, but I'm not making everything about race. Everything is about race. And the sooner you actually discuss it and see your own behaviours in it, then you change it rather than being like, no, I don't see race or whatever. It's like, well, look, we're never going to solve anything. It's kind of the sooner, like, by going, yeah, women are equal, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, equal in lots of ways, but there is so much more to be done. And if you want to sit around saying, pick me, men don't lie, men are nice... we're only getting further away. It's kind of like, well, that's your daughter who's going to bear the brunt of it. If you think you can take it for yourself, you've decided that you're okay to be treated like that. Okay, well, then what if it's another woman that you care about? What if it's your child? Sorry, I don't know what's going on.
No, it's fucking depressing. Is this the prime content everyone wanted? Because fucking hope so.
What are you doing to me?
Honestly, open a podcast. Oh, nice guys. It's got the word nice in. It'll probably be quite interesting.
This would be nice. Yeah.
Thought it'd be a nice episode. No. Boy, were you wrong.
No. Okay.
We're talking about rape. We're talking about white supremacy.
Should we talk about friend zoning?
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about friend zoning.
Whatever that is.
So I put this on the story, actually, in terms of friend zoning. We did all of the tap, tap, tap threes. Then we put up a tweet that said, you think getting friend zoned is bad? Imagine your creepy male friend thinking you owe them sex. And I think that just fucking sums it up. Friend zoning is if you are angry about being friend zoned, you feel entitled to sex.
Mm-hmm.
You feel entitled to be viewed as a romantic interest. Why?
Absolutely.
I don't know what gave you that impression.
He's literally taking notes next to you. You're crying your heart out, and he's taking notes saying, right, that's 35 minutes of tears, so that gives me approximately 7 minutes of sex.
That gives me, I think I'm entitled to a hand job.
He's taking fucking notes on you.
Okay, well, actually, I bought you dinner that time, so I think that will be a kiss and a little blowjob.
Literally.
No, you little cunt. You fucking freak.
I also think it's the kind of... For a boy, kind of being associated with a hot girl, as I know you all are listening.
Oh, and boy, don't we know it, because we know because we look. And we've said it before, we know because we look at your fucking pictures, mate.
We're eyeing you up like nobody's business. Yeah. Kind of being able to publicly align yourself with a hot girl.
An honour.
For a boy, especially one that's, if he's known as a nice boy. It's like, oh yeah, he's sound. It's like, yeah, because he's a fucking loser, probably.
Yeah.
He's got nothing going for him. You're the best thing that's ever happened to him, and you don't really like him that much.
And he's trying to fuck you.
But women are magical.
Oh, don't we fucking know it.
Do you know what I mean? There is a power of a woman.
Oh, for sure. Oh, there's not a power. It's the power. Like, I just honestly think there's nothing more stunning to be.
It's the power. It's the only power. The power of life. The power.
Yeah, nice.
To The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Jim Carrey's quick.
Have you ever friend zoned someone?
I friend zone people constantly, I feel. I think, but I don't view it as friend zone because that you were in no other zone.
No, but have you got a story?
There is no other zone for you.
Yeah.
You entered my life as a friend.
Well, you're lucky you made it this far,
and
bitch.
Unless you are one of the very lucky people, you remain in the friend zone. It's not even a zone. It's the only area you will ever know from me.
Have you had a friend that went sour? No.
Have I had a friend that went sour? Let me think.
You know when it's like, oh, you're not that fit anyway. Kind of like they catcall you and then you walk off and then it's like, oh, I didn't even want you anyway. You think you're too good for me. It's like, yeah, I'm way too good for you. Like, Jesus. Glad somebody said it. Elephant in the room, I am way above your ranks, thank you very much. You said it, not me. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I can't think of any that went sour in the way that it's like there's an anger, but I definitely, oh my God, you just fucking know it when a friend is pushing things with you.
Yeah. You feel...
You just know it.
You feel obliged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the coercion to appease a little kind of smelly willy.
Or I just think it's like a lot of the times you know you can be really good friends with someone, but I know that if I was to try it with you, you'd go for it, and that makes me uncomfortable because I don't find these people attractive most of the time, or I would kind of go for it.
Yeah,
but it's like I know that if I were to make a move, you would go, and that doesn't feel
absolutely
like a friendship should, because I know that if I were to make a move on you, it would be a hard no.
Exactly,
and that's how a friendship should be.
Absolutely, yeah. And well, if that's the dynamic you've set up, that's the thing, is it's kind of, it makes the relationship very transactional, in the sense that it's typically with a strong friendship like ours, I would say, I'm sure I speak for both of us when I say the friendship resounds.
It does resound heavily.
When I say that it's very, everything is reciprocated and it's very mutual, and it's kind of, the consent is mutual. We're not having sex, but like...
Despite what kind of everyone seems to think.
Yes, everyone. It's kind of, we're Swing.
What's Swing?
That's our name. It's kind of, what are they called? Larry Stylinson.
Ooh, love it. Yeah,
do you know that? Yeah. Well, you know the Larry?
Yeah, I went down a big TikTok hole of it.
Did you? I can imagine you getting quite into it.
I was. For about 40 minutes, I was big time into it.
You're kind of emailing Modest Management saying, how dare you? They were young homosexual men and you ruined their lives.
Honestly. I do think something was going on there. There was also a thing about some girls in Fifth Harmony that I went down a TikTok hole of, that they were potentially, there was maybe a thing going on there.
Was it Camilla?
Camilla and one of the other ones.
Lauren.
Yeah, that rings a bell. And there were some like little clips of them looking at each other side eyes during an interview, and I got very into that for about 50 minutes and then forgot all about it.
Minutes. Yeah.
As you do on TikTok.
And then the TikTok algorithm gave you something new. Yeah.
Have you ever friend zoned someone and had it go sour?
My whole life.
Yeah. It's just, isn't that just having male friends?
Yeah, a bit. And also, I also feel like it's funny. You know what? So it made me think of this one incident actually on my first ever night of university, like my first ever night on campus.
Nice.
It's funny that you were there too. Were you there on the first day?
Yeah, I was there first day, but didn't know you yet.
First day, first move-in day. No, I just hadn't met you yet. That's what we said.
Honestly,
the other day.
Michael Bublé
is the third person in our friendship. My first night of uni, I obviously went out and then came back, and my flatmate at the time was a fucking, well, whatever, I'm sure he's a really nice guy, but I came back, I'd obviously been out, whatever, he had been out too, I actually think we went out like in the same, we were at the same place or whatever, blah, 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 and I came back, I don't know, like 10 minutes before him, first night of university, first fucking night, like not first night of like school, not first night of class, like first night of like moving in,
of turning up.
Yeah, so you know what it is, it's big being polite to everyone you meet, which only emphasizes the balming the ego of every man you encounter,
and you've got a big smile on your face when you talk to anyone.
Yeah,
hi, it's like big acting times.
It really was
big performance. Yeah. So men are like, God, she's keen on me.
Well, yeah.
He's like, Jesus.
Basically, what happened was I was in my room I'd got back like 10 minutes before, and I heard him get in to the flat. And then I hear like a load of scrambling about or whatever. And then I hear it. He's like, fucking hell, yawn.
It's like, Jesus, this guy.
Gee, here we fucking go. Men are trash, hey?
Ultimate scrap.
He, knock on my door.
Knock on your door? Hell. Already weird.
Knock on my door. Like, I've gone out, I've got under it. I've like taken, like, it's like, it's bedtime vibes.
It's like, I've just met you. Get off my door.
I'm snuggled, like thinking, oh, I'm not going to see my boyfriend like, for a whole term. Like, yeah. I'm kind of heartbroken. Not really. I was having a whale of a time, but I'm ready for a good night's sleep, to say the least.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock on my door, and I let him in, obviously. Oh, God. He's like, I can't get into my room. Like, the key is, like, fucked, whatever. I was like, fucking hell.
I'm not keen on this story already.
So I come out, trod along the hallway. Yeah, it's not going well, is it?
No.
I open the door, basically, first try. I'm a fucking genius, obviously. And he doesn't go in.
Oh, Jesus.
He follows me back to my room. I'm like, fuck, I don't know this fucking guy. So I am like in my room.
Was this the weird guy that used to steal your soul?
Yes.
And like emptied out all your things?
Oh my God. I came back from fucking Christmas break one time. All I wanted was a tea. It was like 11 p.m. at night. Like I'd been driving for like 2 hours. All I wanted was a fucking tea. And he'd used all my sugar. So I thought, and I replaced it with salt.
Oh, he'd replaced it with salt. That was the weird thing.
I replaced it with salt to catch him.
What do you mean? You filled... Wait, you're the weird one in that. No, no. You were kind of running a prank patrol. Barney and the Ninjas too.
Well, I fucking hate his guts. You'll hear why in a minute. But basically, he was using my sugar and I had my sugar decanted into this beautiful glass jar.
No.
He'd use every last scrap of my sugar. Oh, fucking hell.
Every last grain.
So I thought, your tea's going to be salty tomorrow. You know why? Because I'm dumping a fucking big bag of salt into this jar. And the next time you make your tea, good luck to you. Anyway. So
good luck to you, my friend.
That's the last time you mess with me. Also, he just wanted a tea. Anyway.
Anyway, flashback. He's at the door.
I just wanted a fucking tea. Yeah, flashback. First night of uni. He comes into my room and he makes himself right at home, obviously, because he's entitled to a young woman's space, as he should be. .. And I was just kind of stood. I was like, yeah, like, let's wrap this up. He was like, oh, like, you know, I just sit here and talk all night. It's like, ooh. Jesus. I really couldn't. I really, really couldn't do that.
That makes one of us.
Basically, he ended up saying things like, you know, if you didn't have a boyfriend, 100% we'd be having sex.
That is disgusting. It's like, do you really think so? Also, I met this guy later at a party. Again, I don't think I knew you yet, but it just turned out I knew this guy.
Can you imagine me having sex with him?
I honestly couldn't imagine anyone having sex with him.
If pigs could fucking fly. He's having sex when pigs fly.
Literally. What the fuck was he thinking?
Until then... I'm not joking. He's absolutely raping people. Absolutely. Every sexual encounter he has, I can confidently say, is sexual assault. Because that person has no idea of consent, has no idea of a woman's boundaries, for example. Anyway, basically, he was just in my bedroom all fucking night, wouldn't leave. I literally thought, am I getting raped tonight? Multiple times. It kind of puts a sting on the first day in the flat vibes. It kind of kills the vibe.
It's like, oh, I've just arrived. I'm starting my new vibe here. Oh, I see what's going on. Same old shit. Same old shit, but now I live with them.
And also, what I really don't like about that story is that I didn't tell my boyfriend.
I get it, because you don't want to scare him. It's like, I'm fine.
I didn't want to put the fear of fucking God in him. It's like, I'm living with a rapist. It's like, I'm living with someone who has literally said, if you didn't exist, he would be even more all over me than he is now. Jesus.
Also, it's quite scary that he's so sure. It's like, not that you have no part in that.
But also, he wouldn't leave my room. It's very hard to get someone out of your room politely. It's very hard when also you're trying so hard to make people like you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, actually, I just want to be safe in my bed. There was not a night in that flat that I didn't lock my door.
Oh my God.
And I remember one time I didn't lock my door. I had a nap in the day. God, first year of uni vibes. It was sweet. I had a nap in the day.
So nice.
What a luxury life. And I was in such a like light sleep in this nap that I had a dream that I'd obviously taken note of the fact that I hadn't locked my door and I was sleeping. And I had a dream that all the boys in my block came in and were like kind of all, yeah, it was awful. But he would always say things to me like, you know, don't worry. Like I told all them boys, like, you're taken, so like they got it because they were all asking it. It's like, you know, so you owe me, I remember he said. And I thought, I don't fucking owe you.
Owe you shit. Oh God. Also, knowing this boy.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's unfortunate that you lot don't know who I'm talking about, but anyway.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. And scarring.
There's something about that moment when you're in a room with a boy, a man, and you think, oh fuck, okay, I see what's going on here. Because I remember having that in a tent with a boy once and realizing, oh shit, I see what's going on here. And it was me and my friend, and it was a boy kind of from like 2 years above. It was at a party and people were camping.
How old are you?
I was like 14, I think. Mm. And he must have been like 16, 17. Maybe I was 15, I don't know. And we were in a tent and he was like, oh, I've got to show you something in the tent. I've got to show you something. And you're, as a little 14-year-old, you kind of know what's going on. But it's also like, boy from the year above might want to like I don't know, yeah. Like I'm hanging out with him.
You're still trying to be polite. The most important thing you have is not your safety, it's being nice.
I had no interest in getting with this guy. I had no interest in any of that. But it's like, oh, I wouldn't mind being kind of
chosen,
talked to by a year boy in the year above. Yeah, exactly. So I went into this tent with him, and it's just kind of like, it's that moment of realization where you're like, oh, he's zipped up the tent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm in here alone. Okay, he's a lot bigger than me. Okay, I need to get out of this. And how does that happen? And I need to do it without bruising his ego in any way, or this is fucking gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
So I need to get out in the safest and almost polite way to him possible.
And then you've got the whole thing is kind of like, am I making this all up in my head?
And then it's fine. And then you see him later at the party and it's like, oh, it's fine.
Then you're also like, probably nothing's happened. Like,
you gaslight yourself. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, society would gaslight you that nothing was happening and that he was just wanted to chat with you in a dark tent in a dark corner.
It's like, don't be ridiculous.
No, you fucking didn't. You wanted to rape me.
Fucking hell. Jesus. Fucking hell.
But this is the thing we all have. Fucking hell. That isn't just even 1% of the stories I could tell you right now. That's just one encounter.
And that's what I was about to say. Look, we could go back and forth with stories all day, which just shows.
That's not even one I would even really consciously remember until you say that thing about trying to leave. And it's like,
no, it's not even notable.
Actually, they're not standout experiences. Yeah. I actually, speaking of that, someone DM'd, this was actually a while ago, but it's a DM that stayed with me. They were saying that they're talking about catcalling. They just found our catcalling episode and they were talking about that, and she was saying, like, have you guys got catcalled? And I realized that I'd been catcalled twice already that day. Twice. I went for a walk in the morning and I'd been catcalled twice.
Yeah.
I was not wearing a sexy little outfit, middle of winter. And if I was, still not acceptable. But it's like, no, these experiences just brush off you like fucking water. Mm-hmm. It's not like each one is so standout.
Well, that's the problem. They don't brush off you.
They go in.
They don't brush off you like water. They soak you. Yeah. You're drenched.
But they're so normal. You forget them.
They're inside you.
You don't almost remember the specific incidences.
It just becomes a part of you.
You remember the feeling that they give you, and you just absorb that and carry that around in your life. So now you're looking over your shoulder 24/7.
Yeah. Jesus. All I said was, have you ever friend zoned anyone? Fucking hell. Jesus.
Is this a good uplifting?
Honestly, it goes without saying, doesn't it?
I don't know what this podcast is. It's like, and this week we're sponsored by, it's like, no one's sponsoring this. No one, literally brands are running a mile.
I really like this message someone said about like nice boys, apparently the myth of nice boys. Where are they? I don't see them. They said they're nice until their niceness doesn't get them what they want, i.e. sex or your attention. And it's so true, kind of, that their niceness is just like a weapon of exchange for whatever they
for the transaction they desire
get from you. But I was thinking, do we have any like what's the kind of like a red flag, what's the kind of sign that it's like, beware if it's this kind of, do you know what I mean?
I think it's,
go on,
watch how they treat women they don't fancy.
Ooh.
Because I always think that with a guy when they're being so nice to me, okay, well, I'm going to look at, see how you treat women you don't fancy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look at how you're treating the sort of the older women, the younger women, the women that are not societally meet the mold of what is attractive. I'm going to watch how you fucking treat them.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like, that's how you treat me then. No, fuck it. You don't get to only be nice to,
I'm every woman, it's all in me.
Yeah, you don't get to treat. It's just like, okay, so you're only treating me like this because you want to have sex with me. Got it. So you're not nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I kind of think it's kind of love bombing.
Yeah,
it's very hard for people to not fall into someone saying, oh my god, like,
you're the most beautiful woman.
If 70% of your conversations are about how much they love speaking to you and only 30% of the conversation is actual substance, then I don't actually think they love speaking to you. I don't actually think they have any connection to you. I don't actually think there's anything that isn't vapid there. I think they're telling you exactly what they have learned that they think you want to hear in order to get something from you.
Completely.
It's kind of, oh, I've never
had this connection
with anyone. Shut the fuck up. You think she's fucking stupid?
Well, kind of, you're so beautiful, you're the most beautiful girl ever. Like, it, all of this shit, it's like,
yawn, I'm yawning. Yawn.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know, cunt.
Literally, yawn. You and whose army?
It's like, you've got an agenda here. You've got an agenda.
Yeah.
I think there are so many red flags. When you actually break it down, it's like so many of the behaviours that that we even not even accept but romanticize are actually just like systemic abuse and harassment coming back to us through a new form.
Maybe it's not even learning the red flags is the issue at this point. I almost think it's that all of us deep down, it's not that we can't spot it, it's that we spot it and then do nothing about it. It's that we spot it and then continue to balm their ego. We spot it and then continue to go along with whatever they say because it's very hard not to. But this is kind of why I was crying earlier of like, I don't really, the way out of this seems very, very challenging.
Yeah, I don't see it personally.
Because it's a lot to ask of people to try and reason with like murderers. It's very hard. It's a lot to ask.
And also when you've been allowed to operate in a world so easily that, oh, you fancy that girl? Just go and get it then. Just go and take her. It's literally just everyone just is ripe for the picking from you.
Yeah, and if she's not interested, she's gay or she's frigid or she's fucking ugly anyway. She's butters.
She's got a boyfriend. She's already under the...
of another man, yeah.
She's already under the ownership of another man, therefore you cannot have her.
Kind of that... what is that classic thing? They respect another man's like authority over you more than they respect your ability to say no.
Yeah, it's fucking true.
It is true.
But I think when you've been operating in the world with that level of ease and entitlement, for someone challenging that and saying, oh no, you actually fucking can't laugh at a rape joke, it's not, oh, it's edgy humor, no, you actually can't fucking laugh, like that's not funny. It's not funny.
Well, it's almost, if you're laughing, are you also, I also, if you are laughing because you know that rape is wrong, are you acting like rape is wrong every day in your life? What are you doing to fight the cause of against the rapist? What are you doing then?
Yeah,
like, because if it's not outweighed in who you are, do you know what I mean? It's very easy to be like, I'm laughing because it's just funny. Doesn't mean like I actually support it. It's like, but if I examine your life, you do support rape.
You do nothing to protect women and educate men.
Because most of us are brought up to support rape. It's not an accident. It's very, very much intentional. Oh, so what do you do to, what makes this feel better to you?
I actually could fucking cry to it. It's an absolute fucking joke.
I think what makes it better for me, I'll answer, is kind of, no matter what, I know there's something, it's the magic thing. It's like there is something magical about women as a concept.
So, yeah, of course there is.
And just like on a really, really micro level, like no kind of systemic change, like nothing happens from that. It's just my innate knowing of I can operate within the world of all of the strength of every woman behind me. Because whether they want to admit it or not, we are all unified in these experiences. Like whether you want to scream pick me, no, men are great, of course men are great, but if you want to scream pick me, whether you want to admit it or not, we are all unified in this
experience.
Injustice,
literally injustice. Just the idea that women, we all experience the idea of you're walking down the fucking street and there's tap 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 feet behind you and you're fucking terrified. I always think this with when I'll be walking down a street like late at night and there'll be a guy walking really close behind me and he'll just walk straight past, like he'll overtake me or whatever, and it's like, you should be educated in the fact that that's a scary thing to do. Whether you had no intentions of harming me in any way, you should know as a man that you should be operating the streets with some caution.
Yeah, do you know that I'm on edge right now?
Yeah, do you know what that experience would be like for someone who has been trained their entire life to fear rape because it's something that we literally only have to look outside.
That you can decide to do.
Yeah,
you can decide to do to me in a second. The only thing that's stopping you from doing it is if you're going to decide to do it or not. Even if it's not like, okay, all women know that fear, everyone of any gender knows male violence.
Literally.
It's not even that women have fear, it's that everyone knows men have violence. Everyone can understand that in some way. Even if it's not you, even if you're a man and it's not you as the man, you know another man, you know that men operate with the upper hand. And if you can't intellectualize that, you need to get out more, you need to maybe do a bit of research, I don't know.
Something. You just need to not...
be living in beautiful, blissful ignorance. How do we get out of this one then? Are we done? How do we get out or do we keep going?
I think maybe we should do something fun, like a kind of... is there a fun one we can find?
Should we go roller skating?
I would... you know I'd fucking love to. I've been skating.
That's kind of a kind of series that we're going to do. You teach me to skate.
Oh, I'd love that. Like, could that be our video series? We've been trying to work one out.
Yeah. Okay, let me find, because the ones that I've got, it's just...
yeah, the ones I've got are dark as well.
It's dark, but it's all dark, because the topic is dark. It's like we ask them for dark things and they give us dark things and we're like, oh, this is too sad.
Like, oh, it's a bit dark.
Literally. So this person said, a guy said he was really nice and I said, you shouldn't tell people that, point blank, kiss.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about guys calling themselves nice.
Yeah, and not even just anyone. It's like, if you don't have to say it, you can just do it. You can just be it. It doesn't have to be a disclaimer.
Actions speak louder than words, mate. Have you not heard that saying? It's like, I'm so nice, whilst they're getting their dick out. Mm. Are you so nice? Nice. Oh, okay, sure. Why are you so nice? Why have you made me a cup of tea? Oh, okay, I see. You're unzipping your pants. I see.
The bar is so low. The bar is in hell.
It's literally fucking subterranean bar these days. Yeah.
The bar is 6 feet under. Okay, I've got a couple of messages to read just because I couldn't choose. This one, just quickly touch on, I thought it was quite funny. All they seem to do is make you feel bad about not wanting to sleep with them. But it's like, are you surprised that I don't want to have sex with you? Like, who is horny here? This place is disgusting. Yeah. Like, who on earth would want to do that?
Well, that's the thing with that weird guy in your uni room being like, if you didn't have a boyfriend, we'd be having sex. It's like, oh, in your reality, sure. But in my reality, a weird boy's just walked in and you're a fucking freak.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in no way are we having sex.
Well, also because he's wanking to rape every night because the porn that he watches is not ethically made, is not someone who volunteered to be there, probably.
No, we can't go here.
Open a can of worms.
We're trying to get us out of the hole. Anyway, we're trying to bring this up at the end.
I thought this message... I just thought it was a fucking joke, to be honest. So they said, this guy was really, quote unquote, sweet, had deep chats about mental health, etc. And a week later, he asked me if I had a dick phobia because I wouldn't sleep with him. A dick phobia? It's like, yeah, I do have dick phobia. You make me ill. I actually come up in a rash whenever I'm around you. So maybe it's best for both of us if I don't see you again.
I have a phobia of your dick.
You should stay away. 6 feet away, thank you. Oh.
Yeah, no thank you. Freak.
Freak. It's kind of freak.
Freak.
It's kind of Lily.
Lily and Snake.
That's a bit nice.
Nice. Nice.
It's how they... Freak. Yeah, Lily and Snape. Yeah, yes. Okay. Well, it's just a disgusting world, isn't it?
Well,
I'm going to have to leave you here, unfortunately. Here is where we drop you off, I guess. You're looking back like, is this it? Please don't make me go out there. It's like, yeah, sorry. You're going to have to take these headphones out and face the real world.
It's like, please, just one little more joke.
Yeah, please don't make me.
Just something funny to leave us on. It's like, we can't muster it up.
We can't.
We can't do it today.
I've got nothing left to give. I've got nothing left.
Because we're just terrified like you are. Mm-hmm. We're just angry like you are. We just want to see some kind of fucking change.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It would be fucking great. All I want for Christmas... it's just a tiny little bit of a change in rape culture, please.
Yeah, yeah, to be honest. I want for Christmas a bit of comfort in feeling like conversations can be had. Because at the moment, I'm normally the first to have the conversation as well. Like, I'm quite the persuader. Like, I'm kind of a bit of a lawyer. Like, I'm kind of, like, ready to argue with people. Like, and have a very healthy academic debate.
You're really good with that. You manage to keep the emotion out of it at certain points that you're good.
But I've really lost that. Well, because my emotion is so invested that it's more powerful to convince them and kind of win them over. But at the moment, I think I said in the other episode, it's like, I'm just signing out, actually, like, of all things. I just, like, but I would love for Christmas, one thing, please, Mr. Santa Claus. Kind of feeling like people aren't laughing in your face and, like, making a joke out of something that is obviously very, very real. And I guarantee you, the minute they have a daughter, they'll understand that actually women do have worth. Can I actually just quickly say one more thing? Sorry. This really fucking pissed me off. I saw this guy recently who I don't know him really at all, but I do know that he has a kid. I believe he might have a girl, but he at least his kid has a mother. Mm-hmm. I know that much. So there is at least one girl who's slept with him. And I'm sure he has a mum too. This guy like tweeted saying, oh, I can't even like have a, you know, I don't even want to have another kid because like, if it's a girl, like it's just, you know, you can't bring girls into this world because not even like because it's them, but it's just like so many wrong-uns out in the world, blah, blah, blah. Cut to, I don't know how long ago this was because my sense of time is vapid now, but the same guy tweeted a porn tournament.
Fuck off.
As in, he tweeted a poll. You know, you can do polls on Twitter. He tweeted, like, okay, category one, like, MILF, this fucking ebony, lesbian, blah, blah, blah. Did all of these little rankings and had all of his mates come and vote, like 200 retweets or something on this porn tournament. A few months later, then he wants to tweet, you can't bring a girl into this world because it's so disgusting. Who are you wanking over?
Who are... It's Madonna Whore.
Do women only have value when they are your daughter? I guarantee you who you're wanking over she is a daughter herself, and she doesn't have to be someone's daughter just to have value, just to be safe.
She doesn't have to have a relation to a man, as in
to you.
It's, oh, I can now picture her as my daughter. No, it's not about you. It's not about you.
So now I understand she's a human being. Fucking hell. How void of all
humanity.
Intellect even. Not even void of emotion. You actually can't understand that. You're so fucking dumb. Not only are you fucking disgusting, but you're dumb. Right, that's where I'm leaving it.
You can't, but it's true, you cannot comprehend how someone feels unless you put yourself in their shoes and go, oh fuck, that must feel quite bad. Yeah, it fucking does. Open your eyes, read the news, speak to a woman.
But I also think it's not even that feels quite bad. I think it's because they'd be embarrassed if it happened to their daughter. It's not that they'd feel upset that their daughter's feelings were hurt.
They would feel that they'd failed.
Yeah, it's not even that they fear for the daughter's safety.
They would feel that they failed in their role.
They feel like they, yeah, it's an attack on them suddenly. Yeah. Oh,
it's ego.
Hell, right.
It's ego, for sure.
I've had enough.
I've had enough as well. So let's sign out. I hope you just know that we genuinely want you to be okay. Like, please.
Look, I really am sending that girl a phone.
Yeah, genuinely. I wish I could be holding your hand at the bus stop. I wish we could be walking around the shops when a man says, you're right, sexy, turn around and go, what did you just say to this stunning girl? Back off, please. Skate away, motherfucker.
Skate away.
I wish we could be with each and every one of you.
Well, that's the kind of thing as we are. It kind of is, like, in those moments, obviously down to your discretion of safety, but you have to feel the power of every other woman who has lived through traumatic experiences too.
Stay safe out there, guys. We're with you emotionally.
Safe in these streets.
Yeah.
I'm sending you lots of love.
And fuck this. Just honestly, fuck this. Let's end it on a bang. Fuck this world.
Don't feel quite finished.
I'm trying to think of something profound to say. Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what's one thing we can leave them with.
Don't feel quite done.
What's one thing we can say to solve it all? Wrap it in a bow, almost.
I think it's just kind of, look, you deserve better.
Mm-hmm. And don't trust any motherfucker that calls themselves nice.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.